We are now 10 days away from the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and it seems that the cock-ups just keep happening. Today, two stories have broken regarding the Olympics that I think are noteworthy and worth exploring. The first one is that the head of the security company, G4S, Nick Buckles, has said that he regrets G4S taking on the Olympic security contract. He also agreed that the current situation with G4S not having enough security guards is a humiliating shambles. Which is interesting, because it's not as if we've had, 7 years that we know we've been hosting the Olympics in order to find enough security guards, to train up enough security guards and all of that. And even in this current economic climate, with the amount of unemployed people there are currently in the UK, you'd think that we'd be able to find a few people that would be able to be security guards for the Olympics and not have to draft in the 3,500 troops that they're currently having to draft in. It just seems ridiculous that we're 10 days away from what is supposed to be the biggest event of the year, and perhaps for the UK, the decade, and we're not ready for it. Well, this is almost as bad as Athens in 2004, when they didn't think the stadium was going to be ready. Yes, we've got the stadium ready. We've had the stadium ready for about 2 years now. But in terms of the actual logistics around the Olympics, we simply aren't ready. We need another about 3 months in order to do it. And guess what? We only have 10 days. I don't think even the opening ceremony, I think, is just going to be Steve Redgrave standing there with the Olympic torch and going up and lighting the big beacon thing. I'm not quite sure what that's supposed to be called. That's what it's going to be. I'm sure of it. I also heard today that some of the Olympic venues, including the rowing, were waterlogged. I kind of turned around to my mum and said, I kind of hope the rowing's waterlogged a bit. It'd be really embarrassing if we arrived at Dorney Lake and, expecting to see the rowing again. Slight issue, guys. You may have noticed the lake's not technically got any water in, but we thought of a solution. We're going to put wheels on the bottom of your rowing boats, and that's how you're going to do it. I can imagine it, can't you? The other one today was that 500,000 football tickets for London 2012 are being withdrawn. This is because they're simply not selling. I'll read you what this webpage says. It says London 2012 is withdrawing 500,000 Olympic football tickets from sale, but 200,000 for other sports are to be made available. Organisers are reducing capacity at Hampden Park in Glasgow and Cardiff's Millennium Stadium. You see, this is ridiculous. They're only withdrawing these tickets because they're not selling them, and these are the tickets that are going to be costing the most. Some of them, and some sports, up to £2,012. Now, if you were to reduce the price of them, you would sell them. This is what's stupid. I mean, there's still tickets available, it turns out, for the opening and closing ceremonies. Yes, it's the tickets that are costing the most amount of money. So you'd think, in order to fill those seats, reduce the price a little. Because if you've got a family of, say, four people wanting to go and see, the opening ceremony of the Olympics, that's that's over £8,000. They're really thinking backwards on these things. For 7 years, ever since they got the Olympics, they rewarded it by the International Olympic Committee, they were saying this is going to be a sellout Olympics, you're not going to see an empty seat anywhere. Well, guess what, Lord Co? It's not happening. You are going to see empty seats, and only because your organisation that you head up isn't prepared to lower the cost of tickets to make them affordable so that you'd shift them. It's a little, speaking as someone who is British and who is generally not against any sporting event happening, it's going to look a little bit embarrassing when it comes to the opening ceremony of the Olympics in 10 days' time, and we see just a plethora of empty seats. That is all. Follow me on Twitter at SawyerGB. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/SawyerGB. You can follow me on YouTube for some stuff there, the SawyerGB on YouTube, or whatever else I happen to do, I've forgotten.